Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Good, mate. All right. We'll do this?
Yeah, let's do it. See if we remember how to do it.
All right. Good morning and welcome to episode number 12 of the Arisen podcast. My name is Mo Dangi. I'm coming to you live from the Southern Forge here in Australia via the power of a way vessel. The other fine host of this here podcast is the back-to-back-to-back Orna Content Creator of the Year, Mr. Floor 300, Mr. 10K Attack, the most attractive man in all of Scotland. Since we last spoke, he's been reborn, or perhaps unfelled, if you like. The Orna Legend, Mr. Shabash. How are you, Shabash?
Oh, thanks, Danny. Yeah, just went to go make a cup of tea there. I'm very well, mate. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Absolutely jacked that the podcast is back.
It's been a long and dark few months, but a bit of reinvigoration from my side and super hyped to do this.
Yeah, for sure, mate, for sure. Got to take the spells when you can, but absolutely excited to have this back happening. And I'm sure others out there are too, already seeing people rolling in on the chat. Hello, all.
Yeah, I've got the usual suspects. Yarl Pooman, Hades Horn, Strad with the 12 months prime. Thank you very much, sir. Owaji, hype. I guess any other members of Northern Forge team tuning in today?
I hope so. I hope that we have, some people. There we go. There's a little wave from one of them right now in the chat. Yeah, there he is. A couple of people sitting here watching to make sure that I don't, blurge too much. But no. It's going to be fun. I'm glad to have them watching.
So does this count as your working hours now?
Yeah, right. This is all billable, right? mate, this is awesome. Absolutely jacked to be back. You know, we did the Orna. What was it? What was your thing
Orna
called?
Champions the Fallen
Orna Champions 2. Mate, that just made me pumped to do this sort of thing. So yeah. Super, super excited. Now, we're not super structured today as we had gotten in a really good rhythm of being a little bit structured with our topics. And today we sort of wanted to have a bit of a ching wag and maybe let the community help us work out a little bit what to talk about, the plan a little bit today.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so much content since we last did episode 11. Whether we cover it all, I mean, I don't know how long you've got tonight, Dangy, but it's mid-afternoon here. I've just clocked out, so can go for a while. But yeah, I would love to see what chat wants to chat about, I guess. What do you want to start with? We've got a list. As you say, it's not as structured.
Yes. So we have a list of just basically the highlights, some overview, if you like, of some of the things that have come since we last chatted. Obviously it's not exhaustive. There's a lot of more minor things as well, but these are the notes, I guess. So we had the Amity's release. You did a video on that. We had Beguiled Apollyon come about, a brand new event. We had Other Realms sort of come and tease us a little bit around the anniversary time. We've had a few balance changes, a heap of new changes to followers, even some new followers added, some skills. You got your blood shift changes, sweep got added. Speaking of sweep, Zwei Fencer, a new specialization has been added. Actually, a couple of specializations because we've got Oracle as well, which came with the Amity's update. There's a heap of two-handed weapons come to the game to help support that Zwei Fencer drop.
Yeah.
We've got a sick event this month that's currently running that has been just absolutely insane. The amount of odd forges and cool drops that I'm seeing daily is crazy. And then we had a rather big announcement fairly recently. And a class. There's a lot.
Oh, yeah. And the new class. Jesus.
And the new class.
Yeah. Crazy to think, like, that's only, I don't know, it's probably been 5 or 6 months since the last one. Okay, so there's a lot to go through there, but if we think back to last year, we're talking about things like Trevelyan Charms, rather than a whole new summer and a class line or Amity's, Other Realms, a new game, so much stuff. So, no, it's crazy to see kind of the pace of the content release has certainly picked up since, it became a studio. I think everyone can see that. And, you know, quality of everything's kind of gone up. Quantity's gone up. So, yeah, that's why we're all still here.
Yeah, it's absolutely nuts. If I was to think back of the state of Orna, you know, only a year ago, or you could say less than, like you're saying, and it's definitely felt, at least from this end, like the pace is fast. There's a lot going on any given day, not just week, month. There's stuff daily, just the work effort is high. I know that the team work what must be the most ridiculously grueling weeks, but they love seeing the smiles on the faces and the joy that's shared, so keeps them going. So, yeah, lot that's come out.
Yeah.
Do you have any preference where you'd like to start?
Well, should we start from the top with Amity's on your list here?
No. I think that's a good idea.
I think it's a good idea. I think it could also be a slightly dangerous idea. I don't know if you've seen my latest video.
I was watching it earlier today.
Right. Because we kind of hit a snag today.
Oh, did you really? Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't really know if this is the right time or place, because we know how kind of mysterious you guys want to keep your knowledge of how certain things work. You know, you like to keep some things back. We thought we'd crack something. Well, we have cracked something. So, Knight realized, if you're in the same party, regardless where you are, IRL, you'd have like the same seat. So, you know, at the same time, same hour, same question, same answer, you get the same Amity. So our idea was to kind of track this on a daily or weekly basis. And, not going 100% to plan. So basically what happened was so in a certain time slot yesterday with a certain answer to a certain question, we got a certain Amity. We thought the same one would be available today, and it wasn't. It was different. So
right.
We're not 100% sure what's going on there. But, okay, regardless of that, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but like Amities in general are super cool. New equipment slot and new GPS stuff got to get out. Well, most of the time. Sometimes you can do these from your couch. More often than not, you'll have to get outside and move around a bit. I know you've upgraded your Amity hunting loadout, let's say. What are you using? Are you using a scooter? Electric scooter?
Oh, mate, no, I haven't got one yet. This is an ongoing conversation inside the household to justify that this is something that I definitely need. My wife might think it's more on the, it sounds like something you want and not necessarily something that you need, but I do get out and do them. I try to get in the rhythm. I've seen a few people say it, of try and get in the rhythm of doing, you know, accruing them through the week and doing them at the end, so that you can do a couple at once, because it is a good bit of fun to do a couple at once.
Yeah, it's hard to do just one, you know.
Yeah,
for unless sure. you got something sure. amazing.
Yeah, well, then you need to. Well, you, I guess you count your chickens in, right? Just finish up for the day. But just to give, I guess, a little bit of background, a little bit of context to anyone who might be listening who doesn't quite understand what Shabash is talking about there. So Amity's came out, and it was essentially a new equipment slot item, I guess. Much like you've got your head, your chest, your legs. You can watch his videos. Shabash has some great videos on Amity's, probably two big ones up now, the one today and one when it launched, which give a good understanding of what's going on. And these are ways to, I guess, alter your build a little bit. So they have special effects on them that could count nearly as additional passives to give you extra, say, damage to an element or protection from certain things. There's some cool effects there. And what Shab's referencing as a breakthrough there is that the way that it's determined that you can obtain different Amities is that there's a little bit of a thing going on where there's seeds when you start an Amity, and then by the end of it, based on what you select from various nodes with questions, you get some different Amity based on different answers.
Yeah.
You know what's brilliant about this? And I love that you started off by saying, basically, I don't want to trap you here, which is awesome. The brilliance is that I'm not the guy that's the dev on this stuff, so I don't often know exactly. I don't know exactly what's going on, which is a good safe spot for me to sit in, because I don't want to get too caught up in that stuff sometimes. But I think that you guys are actually pretty close. You're pretty close.
I think we're definitely further than where we were. Like,
yeah,
there was a patch note. You guys fixed something to do with seeding or whatever in July patch notes, I think. Before that, it honestly did feel like a headless goose chase. You know, we collected a lot of data points. Night drove hundreds of miles, like within the hour, and got this to try and get the same, or to try and get a different seed to try and find the size of the area. And thought maybe that was probably too big. But I like the idea that if you're in the same party, regardless of where you are, you can still kind of work together to get something the same. Because I remember way back in May when I released that video and you guys gave me access, one of the questions I was asking was, if you are doing this together with someone in the same place, will you get the same amity so you could actually work together? And yeah, that was one of the confirmations. You said, yeah, okay, cool, you can actually make this party content, you can share the hunt if you like, which is cool. So yeah, maybe we are heading in the right direction now.
Well, you definitely are. I mean, like the journey with Amity's, I guess, has sort of been that they released, there was a whole heap of testing that I saw done on your guys' server. There was something that was discovered that caused essentially a whole bunch of the passives to not actually make their way into the pool. So it wasn't that a heap got added. There's just a fix that went through that triggered a heap of extras to come through, which were the ones like, you know, do 10% more damage to Linus, whatever, you know. So then folks saw those come, then the journeys continued, and there's been essentially like a primary and secondary categorization to some of those passives put on there. So some now are considered a primary and some are considered a secondary, and you can only get a secondary passive if you get a legendary or above Amity, so it falls into the secondary, but the primaries can still fall into the secondary thing, so that it still varies it up a fair bit, but you won't get that less desirable passive in that primary slot anymore, which is good. But I've been really loving watching you guys discover everything that's going on. It's one of the coolest projects. I mean, like, it's taking a while, right? But it's kind of neat. Like when it's broken, when you guys have worked it all out perfectly, which I'd be pretty amazed. But it's got to be one of the coolest community discovery endeavors that's going on.
I mean, going on 3 months already, you know. It's not like we're working out how much damage a skill does. You can't just pop in the arena for 10 minutes. You got to get outside. You got to get people involved. No, it's good fun for sure. And like a few days ago when they made this breakthrough, super hyped in mod chat. Half the guys were mods. So, of course, Knight's kind of banging down this drum since May. Like, he's been doing more than anyone else that I've seen. So
I think I saw he was pretty excited because I saw that same post copy and pasted in about five different places. I reckon he was pretty chuffed. That's cool, man. Like, it's absolutely awesome. And from like a team perspective, the Amity's journey's been pretty cool. Like, initially, as with nearly anything that's not an instant access thing, people can get a little bit less enthused about the effort level that goes into it. And then as time goes on and they work out how to use stuff, now we're seeing a whole bunch of stuff where people are building around Amity's or changing their builds to suit Amity's, or, you know, certain Amity's are considered build defining, which is super cool, you know, super cool to see this stuff. Yeah.
For example, crit effectiveness, it's super strong. You know, until you get that, maybe you haven't played a crit build in the past. So maybe all of a sudden, you know, change your weapon, change your adornments in your gear, build to crit, you know.
Yeah.
Build diversity. We talked about build diversity, you know, you and me, like way back, May or June when Amity's were fresh, and this is what we expected. And I think I saw a comment, yeah, there'll be more. Well, you already added bonuses and malices with like the weapon proficiencies, the different damage to certain mob types. I think I read somewhere, yeah, there's going to be summoner base amities as well, or bonuses. I don't know if I saw this that. I don't know if I'm making that up, by the way.
You're not making that up. This is where I risk getting myself in strife, I guess. That's fairly presumptive of me to say that there should be stuff around that. I would imagine there would be, right? Like, summoner's a brand new class coming, which will probably, I don't know whether we jump straight into that now, but,
I was just going to ask you one thing on Amity. Let's say the last thing on Amity is, what is your currently most used Amity? Like,
For me personally, I actually have a few. So, my favorites, I have one that gives me 15% extra follower stats, which is absolutely brilliant for hard bossing for me, as Beowulf. I play Beowulf for hard boss. I've actually started ascending it finally. Fuximus will be glad to hear. I think I'm ascension level 8 on my Beowulf now. Oh, wow. Where are you?
I think I'm 8 as well on Beowulf since like 6 months ago.
Yeah, okay. I use it for my hard bossing. It's sensational for hard boss runs, I think. Yeah, and I use it ordinarily Fae Cactus, but this month I'm actually using Chimera because Chimera's dragon attacks are doing a fair bit of damage to the dragons of the month. So I use that one fairly regularly. Another one that I like, especially for this month, is I have one that deals extra damage to enemies that are weak to whatever you're using. So when you hit weak on stuff, it does more damage. I think I'd probably aim for a dragon damage one, but I don't have one, so I'm using that. And then against the raid, which I always get the pronunciation wrong, it's my style, right? Quetzalcoatl, I think it is, something like that. Use an Amity that does 80% element resistance. I think I've got one that's like 80% dragon resistance or something with not very bad downside, and that just helps me survive those ultimates. I do have a few others. Like I sub in one with 5% follower act rate occasionally on some builds where I need to just get it up there a little bit more, because that's like adding a whole nother Fae Chimera piece, or getting away with not using a Freya charm, that sort of thing.
Right.
What are your favorites that you've got at the moment?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Dang it, yeah. I'm pretty much only using one, which is a beast's 30% dragon damage. I was so happy to get this one.
That's good.
Yes. Oh, it's so good. Pretty much, because running, I've done so many roosts, party boss dungeons, just all in on the dragon damage. Book of the Dragon from the Polyon's Pupil last month. Who thought that would be useful, right? I know you were saying that, like, all these books are going to be good. Everyone else is like, what the hell is this?
I feel like not just everybody was like, what the hell? I feel like I sent you a message and you were like, okay, cool. Super, super interesting, man. And then this month, people are using them.
Yeah.
That's one of those like minor changes that happened without much buzz around it, is those books, which have come from one of the things that we've got listed here, the Beguiled Apollyon event. These books proc an alignment. They're an offhand slot. Four of them are for mages, and then the ones that are the non-main elements, I guess, are for all classes. And the proc rate was really low. I think it was below 5. It might have been like 2% on a couple of them. And they're all at 10% or 15% now, I believe. So the proc rate's quite a bit more usable, and we're seeing the books get a lot more use since that change.
I mean, if you want people to use these items that are new, make the proc rate usable and people are going to use it.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Yep, yep.
I just picked up a normal quality of everything just in case, and not left my gauntlet load up all month. God forbid.
That's so good. I did watch a video, and I'd have to say, if anyone hasn't watched it, you got to go watch Shabash's most recent. He did two videos on horde moding as realm for this month. Yeah,
Zwayfencer.
The Zwayfencer sweep build, and my goodness, your current one—that is some damage. So that's that dragon amity doing work, right?
So 30% beast dragon damage, which I think is top roll, by the way, for the amity.
Yeah.
Bulwark, 20% extra dragon damage. The book,
great item.
Dragon alignment, 50%. You know, who needs faction element damage when you got all of that?
I know. Yeah. I know. Bulwark, new exactly, item as yeah. well, and it's just, it's so good. Yeah. That might be the most used chest this month, I think. Like, absolutely. I'm seeing so many people running that thing for sure. Yeah. Well,
tier 10 at least. That's thick.
Yeah, tier 10, I should say. Yeah. God. It just makes me think as you're talking through those things how there's all these other little changes that we haven't even listed here, all these other little things added in.
Well, how long have you got?
I know. Got to hydrate, actually. So
how do you?
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got possibly one extra tier up on that horde running build. I tried this option early on when I didn't have the bulwark. It's basically using a both a Chimera for the Berserk mm-hmm. one,
oh, yeah.
and then using Ashen Phoenix. So sticks some blackened eyes in the bow,
get another
pseudo tamer spec, and get the DC procs. And don't know exactly what that's going to do because I'll lose 800-900 attack on the bow, but DC up. If I can start one-shotting Ymirs with sweep, could be quite nice. But
yeah, I'd love to see how it goes. I've toyed around with some of that stuff too because I've got like an Asker garb that I'm using for an extra proc.
I was using that horde mode stuff. Start of the month, but I personally like the bulwark, just extra consistency.
Yeah, I found that's the case. I did just Godforge a ash plumed helmet today, and this event is so ridiculous. I haven't used it enough to know how viable that is as a head slot item. Just Godforged it that quick because this event is so insane. I'm like, all right, I've got an ash plumed helmet there. So the plumed gear gives the temp single procs, which you know, I think you've got it in one of your builds there. So aiming for that temp attack up one.
I'm not sure it crossed the entire dungeon though.
Yeah, so I don't know. I Godforged it like instantly because this event's just just insane. The amount of Godforges coming through. But
do you know if the Ash Plume procs higher than the Ember Plume stuff?
No idea. Okay. That's the only one of those plumed pieces that I had. So I was looking for a headslot one, and that was the only one I had. It's something
headslot is interesting for sure. To use it, rather than Old Nothrin Crown, Avalon Crown. A few options there.
Not sure if the Old Nothrin Crown is a dig or not. I'm like 91, nearly 9200 dungeons, and I've never got a second one.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on. Yeah. You have a second unfailed Concord now, or not?
Yes, yeah, I got a third now, actually.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. I think that the reason that I was using the plumed in the head slot was a lot to do with it was the only one that I had kept, because I only tend to keep ornates of stuff that I, at the time, am not using. So I had that, and I think legs I'm just using because I'm playing as Gilgamesh or Deity when I do these horde modes.
Yeah.
And I use the Arisen Avalon legs. I got like 196s of those, which have a little bit of attack on them as well.
Yeah, I guess the Arisen Asker stuff has a bit of extra attack as well. So
yeah,
does add up.
Yeah.
Here and there.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, good bit of fun. So that was so that's the Amity that you're using, and you're not using anything else elsewhere at the moment, right? You're just a bit focused on this event.
I've done so many dungeons just to kill Ymir for the extra jewels of creation. Kind of got not a lot of time for anything else, really. Not really raided much, just tapping.
You haven't raided yet? Okay.
Nah, I mean, I got the best raid item this month from just tagging like day two or something, so I've not really had to worry about it since then. Got those Fallen Sky shoes. You like the Heretic's robe on your feet.
Ones or those ones, okay. Yeah. The item that I was most after was the leggings for Warrior.
Oh yeah, got those as well.
I've done a lot of them solo. Probably, I don't know, it must be around 60 or so solo, and I got one set like yesterday or day before, and there are 171.
Nice.
I'll take it. Because you're going for the effect, right? And the effect those ones, for anyone that's unsure, is they give you one ward turn per turn. So basically, once you activate your ward, it will stay on. It won't recover ward for you, but it'll keep your ward activated, which is a fairly big deal.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so
as long as you use a skill,
a bit of fun. Sorry?
As long as you use a skill.
Alright, yes. Turn, yeah. It's pretty interesting item that I was eager to get. I saw the red and I'm like, 171, I'll just take those. I'm not sure that I'm going to get another set, so let's take them and use them.
So you've been raiding a lot in your kingdom this month? Or...
ish, I guess. I've been trying to focus on dungeons as much as I possibly can while Horn of Time exists.
How many Kingdom Horns do you have?
I don't even know the answer to that question, quite legitimately. Got no idea. Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering. Just wondering how many zeros are on the end of Kingdom Horn there.
I can tell you this much. I don't get through the raids that I used to when I was in Trolls in the Socket. That's for sure. Yeah. Well, not just too busy. The turnover when you've got a bunch of people going for things is much higher. Much, much higher. So when you're doing things solo, it's not quite so quick. So would encourage people to get amongst kingdoms for sure. Get some more opportunity to get that gear.
I've not seen you posting in the Kingdom recruitment channels for your kingdom.
Ha ha.
By the way,
just grow that kingdom a little bit.
By the way, slight comment on what we were talking about 10 minutes ago regarding Amity effects for Summoner. I'm not sure if you caught OD's comment. It says, can be expected that we add some Summoner-related passive Amity traits, / Amity traits. So it looks like you're off the hook there.
There we go. That's awesome. I'm not keeping track of the chat too much, but awesome. Yeah, I would have expected as much. Like a lot of the Amities are essentially class passives or spec passives a little bit as well. So
yeah,
wouldn't be too surprising. I'm just scrolling through the chat now.
Yeah, I mean, it's
but yes,
not much there. I mean, what else came this month? You're talking about the using the Amity with the sweep build. I mean, Zweifenter, how much do you know how much more people started using it when you added sweep?
Started using what exactly? Zweifenter, sorry, started spec. Using Zweifenter.
Yeah.
I don't know the analytics on that stuff, but based on community commentary, prior to sweep, there probably wasn't a great deal of excitement's the word I'd use. I wouldn't say that it was that people were like against the class. There was a few people who were using it. I mean, I was using it to raid pre-sweep anyway, and I think there was a few like me. I think I saw Dro using it a bit. Dro uses everything though. He's the person that uses it all. But I think since that sweep got added, it's not just about Zweifenser at that point. I think it was a little bit to do with melee AoE options as well, right?
Was it? And Zweifenser was a good fit.
Sway Fencer was a great fit for it, I think. What do you think?
I love it.
You love it? Yeah, but nice.
If it didn't have sweep, I don't think I would use it, to be honest.
You don't use two-handed?
I do use two-handed, weapons but much. My 200 builds, generally going to use it with swash.
Oh, yeah, it's, of course. Yeah, the swash.
I'll play swash.
Swash crowd are very much in love with their deer spec. I liked it just because of the defenses. I was using it and not getting hurt very much. I think, like, I'm kind of not necessarily the perfect representation of the crowd who are in the 1% wanting to go as fast as they possibly can, because when I raid, I tend to just, as long as I can survive and slowly do it over time, I'm pretty happy. I tend to be happy enough with 100k to 200k a turn, and then I get told that that's pretty embarrassingly low numbers. I'm like, oh, I thought it was good.
Yeah, this time last year it was acceptable, but as we said, you have a whole community to manage. So as long as the build's working for you, as long as you're having fun, man, that's all that matters.
That's it. That's it. I haven't stopped playing. I think, what rank am I right now? I think I'm still inside the top 300. So,
oh, wow.
283. Okay. So I haven't dropped off entirely.
Are you the highest ranked Northern Forge player?
In Northern Forge? Yes. Although I think COVID could potentially catch me. That guy loves the game. Yeah. He loves it. So yeah, I reckon he could. He's not too he's very dedicated, and he's not too far off hitting 250, I don't think. He must be somewhere in the late 240s at this point.
Yeah, he's a good man because he plays swash as well.
Yeah, I was about to say dedicated swash, of course you love him. Yeah. He loves swash too, so yeah.
It's a lifestyle, man.
That's it. Shall we throw it to the chat to ask them perhaps what they would like us to talk about? I could give them a list of a couple of things and they could give us a little bit of a vibe.
Great.
That's
sharp.
A good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. In the meantime, while you're doing that, I'll just on the back end of the Zwei Fencer topic, we did have two-handed props. I have one
point.
Comment on this. Love the new 200 weapons that have been added. Only thing is, as it's a tier 7 spec, could we expect maybe more mid-game two-handed weapons to come in? Because not a whole lot of options around there.
Yeah. Yeah. The short answer is there's just going to be more stuff added at some point. Obviously, there's a bunch of stuff that's being worked on at once, so I'm not going to be able to tell you exactly when, but it is definitely something that we are aware of, that there is some desire to get some more two-handed weapons out there for sure, and the aim with that would not be to just keep it to one tier.
Yeah, because I guess even this month, tier 9, you got the Nagamaki, you got the event weapon. From, was it Quetzalcoatl, maybe? Yeah, Brilliant Feathers. You know, boss weapons, that's the thing. So, good scaling on it. Whereas the 2-7, 2-7, 2-8, I think you're like Basilisk Talons or Stilettos or Might or Oxen Axe kind of thing.
There was one added, now it's gone out of my head. There was a staff that was added.
Yeah, from the
Cobalt. That was low tier. Yeah.
Tier 8.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah, I would expect that there will be more added for sure. We've probably seen a little bit of an uptick in frequency of new items just dropping as well of late. So, you know, I wouldn't be that shocked to see some more stuff at some point.
Awesome sprite back as well.
Oh, mate, how good are the sprites getting?
Yeah. Pretty good.
The artwork's getting insane. I can't believe what he fits in that little canvas.
Makes it feel twice as big as it is, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Detail.
I swear, we have these meetings and we catch up, and every now and most meetings, I should say, Coven just goes, all right, this is something that I just thought of, and just shows us these six sprites that he's just come up with. I'm like, holy cow, that's awesome. But yeah, some of the recent ones, you can tell that they're popular, because I swear day one, two, three, and for this event, it's continued. My ally list is just covered with people using the new sprites, yeah, which is awesome, by the way.
Oh, like
the,
awesome.
The support's unreal. But yeah, he's doing some wonderful stuff. Purple seems a popular color as well.
When's your favorite color going to get some love? Some teal?
You know, my favorite color is probably actually purple. I've just landed with teal. But I love my sprite. My sprite's amazing. That dude just sort of come up with it himself as well. I saw that you changed yours. Like, you hadn't changed your sprite in a long time, right? And you've gone with one of the more recent Raider ones.
I tended to switch between the Legionnaire one, obviously. The Katha sprite, I really like that. Kind of simple, but it was a bit different at the time. What else did I used to use? I used to use some of the Beowulf sprites. But yeah, looking back, those are actually like 2 years old now. But so I bought the Heroes of Avalon sprite, you know, the Power Rangers sprite pack. I was going on holiday at the time, so I was like in that mood. Let's pick this one up. But the Northern Raider sprite pack, got the Seer sprite pack as well. So that was last month. Those two are just, those were super cool.
How good was the Seer's one?
Yeah, Seer's is so good. Cool.
Yeah.
By the way, you get like super summoner vibes coming from them, like ancient druidical vibes. So yeah, they're definitely pick up for me. Got the Raider, but the Raider spike as well, because it's kind of like look like proper Viking, kind of thing. Yeah. So really love like the Last Kingdom and kind of thing. So yeah, using this green shield with an axe one more often than not at the moment, at least on Realm Shifter.
Yep.
Excited what's coming next, I guess.
Mate, yeah. He just keeps coming up with this great stuff. It fits a theme usually. If he's doing any sort of respriting, he tries to keep it as close to or, you know, recognizable to what the old sprites were. You know, this month we have the event that's focused around dragons and a whole heap of... Well, people worked out that the month was going to be about dragons because they kept seeing like resprited things sort of popping up here or there, all dragon focused. I think like it's probably not taken people too long to get used to the new dragon models, or maybe they've already seen umpteen thousand of them this month while they're doing the content. But you can definitely tell Typhon was Typhon, Tiamat is Tiamat, Fafnir is Fafnir, but they look sick. They look fantastic.
Yeah, like the essence and the color style remain, but just the overall sprite, just definitely a big improvement.
For sure. No, all good. So yeah, good call on the two-handed weapon stuff, and I would imagine there will definitely be more two-handed weapons across the tiers. So we have a few things here, and we've sort of like lightly touched on a couple of things as we go anyway, but to put it to the chat, do we want to talk the Beguiled Apollyon event? Do we want to talk about other realms? Do we want to talk about some of the changes, whether it be like the follower stuff, guilds? Do you want to talk about the recent event? What do we think, chat?
Yeah, so we got a comment a couple minutes ago from JustFold. How do you all feel about jewel creation being strictly better than adornments like Saturn's Eye? And I guess on the back of that, they are probably easier farmable because they're not a raid. You can, and they do appear quite often in dungeons. What about from your perspective? Was there any discussion on that internally before releasing Jewel of Creation?
I think with every item that gets created, you've got this really... really difficult balance. If it's not seen as an upgrade, there is a lot of rhetoric that comes about it being useless or not worth chasing or whatever. So that's a really tricky one to navigate on its own. But then also you need to work out a way to make events exciting by having new
new stuff.
Call it best in slot, call it whatever, you know. Yeah. That's a thing that needs to constantly exist too. What it doesn't mean is that it doesn't mean that future stuff can't also be exciting and potentially be considered a good swap in for these jewels. So, you know, I think it's, from my personal standpoint, I think that this month is just super fun for reasons like these jewels. Some people might, without, say, a jewel like that, have gotten through getting one of each item and maybe sort of stopped the event. Mm-hmm. This one, I think, from an engagement standpoint, based on those jewels, has seen people playing it fairly consistently.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe it's almost 3 weeks in already. No. August is almost in the back end.
What do you feel?
So, just thinking about it now, I think I've got over 1,200 Ymir kills. 5 ornate jewels of creation. So I've definitely been playing quite a lot. It's the most I've played this year, I guess, which says something about it. And I guess it doesn't immediately make things like Saturn Eyes or Jewels of the End bad. You know, they're still decent jewels. It's just these are slightly bit better, maybe, I don't know, 5% better, 10% better, whatever kind of perspective you want to look at it with. For those who are missing out, you got to say, well, look at Arisen Surtur's Cuirass. If you miss out because either you're not tier 10 yet, maybe you're, you know, not tier 10, or you got unlucky this month. The difference is, if you got unlucky this month and you're tier 10, that doesn't mean that you didn't get any Jewels of Creations. It's like you got a few that you can use for your build, but you didn't miss out on like one item that you were focusing on, which is probably a bigger source of burnout, I guess. Maybe you can comment on that after. But if you're not tier 10 yet this month, I'm pretty sure this event's going to come back. And you can look forward to that. And in the meantime, pick up Jewels of the End, pick up some Saturn's Eyes, you know, use Kib Jewels or Contraptions, you know, for 2% armor jewels. And when this event comes back, you'll be ready, hopefully, or you have a goal to be ready, tier 10. And when it comes back, go super hard, get as many as you can. And, you know, it's just, you're making your build 5% better. You know, that's what these kind of games are about. You know, making your build a tiny bit better here or there, especially when you've leveled up to the max level. You're talking about, you know, what else is there to do in the game? You want to make your build a bit better, and this is one way to do it.
So it's interesting, like, that all the comparative items are like tier 9, right? Are all those jewels tier 9? Is there one of them that's a comparative adornment that's a tier 10 one?
That's a good point.
So these are tier 10 and they're a little bit better. Is that okay? Probably okay.
Hope that's so, yeah.
If it's a higher tier. I know that my personal experience with Ornar, and there are some people that are the same, some people are obviously different, that's okay, is that it's actually quite exciting when you get an opportunity to do something that you missed out on in the past as well. So, you know, that thing where an event happened, you weren't quite there, you tried your best, but you didn't quite get some stuff. The next time that event comes around, like you said, it really fuels you up to do it hard, go hard at it and try and get those items. It's part of why this game is fun long term rather than just a smash everything and be done with it inside of 2 months, 3 months, whatever. Like the general cadence with these events has changed from when we grew up, right? So it used to be that you waited a year. I remember when I started, I had to wait, I think it was like 7 months to get a ring of day, you know, like it was not so simple, but now the events are repeating. I think that this one, there might be a bit of a unique solution around, we'll see what happens at the end of the event.
Okay.
We'll see what happens around the end of the event. But, I can also say, which is not hopefully going to get me in too much trouble, maybe the boss man's not listening right now anyway, I wouldn't expect that this is the final new event for this year. Ooh. I would think that perhaps we will see maybe one or two more.
One or two more?
How's that?
Well, that's like half the time left of the year. It's like 2 out of 4 months.
How's that?
I wasn't looking forward to Trevelyan anyway.
Trevelyan was a bit of an interesting one, the way it's landed, because people tend to treat it a little bit as a, like, get an item and you're done. So, you know, it teaches lessons in the way those events are received. And that's a big part of why some of these events aren't month-long events anymore. So there's two different factors that would be considered, I guess. One is it too much to do it for a whole month? A la the Murrigan Sisters, which causes a bunch of burnout and a bunch of player loss when people hit that too hard for an entire month. Or does it just not deliver on keeping me interested for a whole month? So let's spice it up by, instead, like we have now, we tend to do two events a month, or throw some other little special things in there, and soon